السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to this week's English Khutbah, and the topic is the last 10 days of Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, all praises are due to Allah, the most generous, the most gracious, who has nobled us with the last 10 days of Ramadan and has placed therein the night of power, the night of decree, making its reward greater than 1,000 months. And I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, the uniquely one, who has no partners in his oneness. And I testify that our Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the slave of Allah and his messenger. O Allah, send your peace and blessings upon him and upon whomsoever follows him in guidance until the last day to continue. I advise you, O slaves of Allah and myself, with the taqwa of Allah. For verily Allah says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu kutiba alaykumus siyam kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqoon. O you who have believed, decreed upon you is fasting, as it was decreed upon those who came before you, in order that you may become righteous. Ayyuha as-sa'imun, O you who are fasting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, He says, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr, wa ma adraka ma laylatul qadr. Indeed, we sent down this Quran during the night of decree. And what can make you know what is the night of decree? So, brothers and sisters, this Laylatul Qadr is a night of great importance and of immense goodness, in which the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is multiplied. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alf shahr. The night of decree is better than 1,000 months. This is a night, brothers and sisters, in which our sins are forgiven. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, Man qama laylatul qadri imanan wa ihtisaba, ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbihi. That whosoever passes Laylatul Qadr in prayer with faith, seeking his reward from Allah, he will have his past sins forgiven. Brothers and sisters, this is a night in which the angels descend with blessings, goodness, and mercy. For Allah says, تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالرُّوحُ فِيهَا بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ أَمْرٍ. That the angels and the spirit descend therein by the permission of their Lord, for every matter. So the angels encircle those who remember Allah. They surround the pious. They guard the believers and they say Ameen to the supplications of those who are faithful. On this night of decree, there is peace and tranquility and goodness for all of creation. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Salamun hiya hatta matla'i al-fajr. Peace there is until the emergence of dawn. So this is a night which is attained to the degree one attains unto peace. For one of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's names is As-Salam, the peace. And from him is all peace, wherein his religion is the religion of mercy and peace. O you who are fasting. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, Whomsoever wants to search for Laylatul Qadr, then they should search for it in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. For this reason, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would strive in the last 10 days and nights of Ramadan more than any other time, as this was a way of seeking that blessed night and its tremendous reward. This was a way of being avid to attain unto its tremendous blessings. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to free himself up for worship and prayer, and he used to call upon his Lord. He would seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness and bounty, and he used to urge his family to do the same. It is narrated on the authority of Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would awaken his family during the last 10 nights of Ramadan, and every small and elderly member of the family used to perform the prayer. So let us prepare, brothers and sisters, to receive these last 10 days with readied hearts. Let us orientate ourselves to Allah sincerely, such that we can seize the opportunities of these last days and nights and attain unto Laylatul Qadr. Brothers and sisters, on this night, the night of Laylatul Qadr, supplications are answered and needs are met. And this is a time to ask Allah for forgiveness and clemency. It is reported that our mother, Aisha radiallahu anha, is reported to have said, Ya Nabi Allah, O Messenger of Allah, أَرَأَيْتَ إِنْ وَافَقْتُ لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ مَا أَقُولُ. What do you think I should say in my supplication if I attain unto Laylatul Qadr? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, تَقُولِينَ أَلَّهُمَّ إِنَّكَ عَفُوٌ تُحِبُّ الْعَفْوَ فَعْفُ عَنِّي. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam responded to her by saying, Say, O Allah, you love to forgive and you are forgiving, so forgive me. Brothers and sisters, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives their sins and wipes clean their hisab, their account, these are the people whose worries are removed, and so they attain unto the bliss in this world and the next. So brothers and sisters, there is much to strive for. There is blessings to be attained. There is forgiveness and clemency awaiting us. Let us not waste these times. Let us strive each night to attain unto this blessed night. Let us safeguard our prayers. Let us give much charity as we can. Let us invest our time in dhikr and dua and tilawatul Quran and doing deeds of ihsan. This is how we will attain unto the immensity of this month and attain unto its reward. And bi'idhnillah, by the pure fadl and mercy of Allah, attain unto Laylatul Qadr. Brothers and sisters, I pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses you in these last few nights and that you attain unto this blessed night. I say this and I seek forgiveness for myself and for you. So seek His forgiveness, for indeed He is the most forgiving and the most merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And with this comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.